Imagine being in a packed boardroom, feeling the weight of expectation, but instead of crafting a clever answer, you just speak what God gives you. That's the leadership skill we're diving into today on Kingdom Executive.
I love that picture, the tension, the clarity, and honestly, the freedom it brings. Elena Vargas here, executive coach and author, excited to tackle this challenge.
And we've got Pastor Kevin Brooks, seasoned leader to CEOs and ministry execs. Kevin, thanks for joining us. We're exploring Numbers 23:12, Balaam's refusal to bend, even when everything was on the line.
Glad to be here. Today we'll cover why pressure to compromise is relentless, practical ways to align your speech with God, stories of redemption, and how aligned words can transform influence.
Let's jump in and see what happens when we truly commit to speaking only what the Lord puts in our mouths. Pastor Brooks, let's set the stage. Balaam was under heavy fire. What made his response so remarkable in that moment?
Balak tried everything: bribery, threats, and sheer frustration. Balaam was offered riches to curse Israel, but after God turned his words into a blessing, Balaam stood firm. He simply said, "Must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth?"
That's the crossroads every kingdom leader faces when clients or culture want you to bend, but your calling says, "Speak truth." Elena, how do you see this playing out for executives today?
It's constant. Sometimes the pressure is subtle, like nudging toward a half-truth to win a deal. But if your platform belongs to God, your mouth does too. Quick wins fade, but favor sticks around when you stay aligned.
So, when a major client pushes you to shade the truth, the answer is stand firm, speak only what God puts in your mouth, and trust Him with the results. That actually reminds me, Elena. What practical steps can busy leaders take to build this discipline of divine alignment in their daily routines?
Start small. Before you check emails or calendars, sit with the Word and pray. In meetings, don't rush, pause and ask, "Holy Spirit, what needs to be said here?" It sounds simple, but it's transformative.
Kevin, Balaam's lesson was dramatic. How do leaders train themselves so their words become weighty and authoritative?
You have to listen not just once, but as a lifestyle. The more you tune your ear to God, the more your words carry His backing. It's not about manipulation, it's about obedience, even when it's uncomfortable.
And for those who struggle to discern God's voice under pressure, Elena, any tips?
Practice in low-stakes moments. God's voice brings peace, lines up with Scripture, and leaves lasting fruit. The more you choose alignment, the clearer His imprint gets.
Funny you say that, Kevin. Why does choosing God's words over our own have such power for leaders?
Because God always backs what He authors. After Balaam spoke blessings, nothing could reverse them. When your words are aligned with heaven, you're releasing direction, protection, and real results.
Elena, how does this change the trust dynamic between leaders and their teams or clients?
It's huge. People notice when your word isn't fickle. It's rooted higher than trends or ambition. That kind of trust is rare, and it draws others to you.
Audience question. If someone's spoken things they regret, is there hope?
Absolutely. Repent, realign, and ask God to redeem your voice. He's passionate about restoring leaders, no matter what's been said in the past.
I've seen leaders who felt stuck by old words, but found freedom when they finally asked God to realign their speech. Elena, have you witnessed this in your coaching work?
So often. One client, after years of compromise, decided to pray before every conversation. The change was almost immediate. Her team saw new trust, and her influence expanded beyond expectations.
Kevin, what about in ministry circles? Does God really restore a leader's voice after it's been damaged?
I've seen it firsthand. When leaders humble themselves and surrender their mouth, God not only redeems their words, but amplifies their impact. It's never too late to realign.
That's encouraging. Realignment is available for anyone who asks and commits to speak only what God puts in their mouth. Let's wrap up. Today we learned, first, pressure to compromise is everywhere, especially for kingdom leaders. Second, daily discipline is key: prayer, pausing, and seeking God's input. Third, aligned words unleash divine power, protection, and influence that lasts.
So your action step: tomorrow morning, pray, "Lord, put your words in my mouth today." Before important conversations, pause and listen. Then journal each night notice where you spoke with Heaven's Alignment.
Download our free executive guide and declaration cards at kingdomexecutivepodcast.com/2312. Subscribe, share, and check out our guests' resources. Go lead with God's words flowing through you.
Thanks for joining us. May your leadership echo Heaven's voice in every boardroom and every sphere. See you next time.